next item is old business, and we have two items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1965, Southern Delaware Botanic Gardens, Inc.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, this application was deferred since July the 11th, 2013. We were provided the plus comments on August 22nd related to this application. And, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion that I would like to read.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1965 for Southern Delaware Botanical Gardens, Inc., to operate a botanic garden and related visitor center, conservatory, theater, and nature center based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, that the site is zoned AR1, the use as a botanic garden is compatible with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Two, the site is in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, and the use for public gardens and environmental education is appropriate for this zone. Three, the intended use will be served by central sewer as part of the county's Dagsboro-Frankford sanitary sewer district. Four, the proposed use is an appropriate conditional use since it has a public character. It protects that natural, cultural, agricultural, and recreational resources through inspirational, educational, and sustainable public gardens for the benefit and the enjoyment of the public. Five, the use will have little or no impact on traffic or the nearby roadways. It will also not have an adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Six, the proposed use meets the purpose of the zoning code in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions. Those conditions being A, the site shall be surrounded by a landscape berm and heavy vegetation to screen it from neighboring properties. The location of the berm and the type of vegetation on the berm shall be shown on the final site plan. B, the hours of public access to the operation shall be Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to dusk, with the exception of 11 p.m. closing times as appropriate for special events. C, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, there shall be one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side, and that shall be permitted. E, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, etc., as required by DLDOT, shall be completed by the applicant as are required by DLDOT. F, all parking shall comply with the requirements set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code, with all necessary parking contained completely on the site. G, stormwater management and erosion and settlement control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated using best management practices to provide a positive groundwater recharge. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, as stated by the applicant during their presentation, that the use would be funded through federal, state, and county funding sources as part of any approval, Sussex County Council should consider a statement that the approval of the conditional use ordinance should not be deemed by the applicant to be a commitment to financial support by Sussex County. I, any major change in this use should require a new public hearing. And lastly, J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1965, Southern Delaware Botanic Gardens Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.